Gabe Richards from Bendigo Toyota and Bendigo Food Share. Gabe, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Now, you've got a bit of a food drive happening, which you did at Bendigo Toyota, week and a half, maybe 2 weeks ago now, and this time it's Maryborough's turn.
Yeah, it is. So we're doing exactly the same thing that we did in Bendigo, but today we're doing it at Maryborough Toyota.
Well, first of all, where is Maryborough Toyota?
It recently moved, so it is on the corner of Nolan and Burke Street. So it's in the old Graham Jacker building.
Okay, yep. So don't go to the old one, go to the new one, because everyone will be there. You go to the old one and go, well, where have they gone? Now you know where they are. So for those who aren't aware of what you've been doing at Bendigo Toyota with the basically pit stop, if you like, tell us about it.
Yeah, so Bendigo Food Share reached out to us to see if we would do another food drive for them to generate some food donations, because recently there's been a bit of an increase, as you would imagine, during COVID and things like that, in the amount of people that need to access emergency food relief services. And so over the past couple of years, well, last year, we were able to raise over 3 tonne worth of food. Mm. So they leaned on us again and said, you know what, it'd be great if you could do it at some of your other satellite dealerships as well. And so Maryborough Toyota is, really engrossed in the local community and love helping out. And so certainly we've done one over here before that was really successful. So we're going to do the same thing today.
So obviously you're looking for non-perishable foods?
Yeah, so all you have to do is either drop by the supermarket or even just go to your pantry and grab a couple of things. So anything non-perishable, it can be cereal, rice, pasta, long-life milk, flour, sugar, practically anything from those middle aisles of the supermarkets. Throw them in a shopping bag and just drive past Maryborough Toyota and I'll be there to grab it out the back of your car and then you can keep on going.
I know the Red Bull Formula One team, Gabe, you know, they do a pit stop in about 4.5 seconds. You reckon you can match that?
Look, I could test it out. I'm not confident I could get it under 5 seconds. But
and that's what it is, yeah. Isn't it really, Gabe? It is simple as that. You just drive up to your location. You and the team will take out the goodies and the person has a big smile on their face and they drive away. It is very simple, and especially with these COVID times, you don't even have to get out of your car.
Yeah, that's the whole idea of it. And I guess the reason we're doing it in Maryborough is a lot of people don't realise that even though it's called Bendigo Food Share, they help out different agencies all throughout the region. And so there are 3 local agencies here in Maryborough that access the food that comes from Bendigo Food Share. So the local agencies are the Maryborough Education Centre, the Maryborough Community Neighbourhood House and the Salvation Army. Mm. So the locals that are donating today can certainly know that the food is staying local and it's helping out those agencies.
Now, obviously, you know, people in this time, they do need some support. They don't like asking for help. I know it is tough. I've been in that situation myself where I've had not much or very little and I'm, you know, nervous and scared to ask for help. But it's also not a bad thing to ask for help. And this is where a place like Bendigo Food Share can help out. I know we spoke last time and I think it's 1 in 9 people tonight won't have a meal at dinner time.
Yeah, so 1 in 9 throughout the region currently suffer from that emergency food relief service need. They're not sure where their next meal is coming from, and so they rely on those 80 agencies that Bendigo Food Share cater for. So all of the food that Food Share get, they then distribute it through those agencies. So it could be anywhere from the Salvos to St. Vinny's, St. Luke's, the community neighbourhood houses. It could be the schools. A lot of the schools access food for their school pantries. So now that the kids are actually starting school holidays today, a lot of people will have kids at home and not a lot of food. So it does put a little bit of stress as well, knowing that you have to feed kids that would normally be able to access food at school sometimes. So yeah, there is a need for it, unfortunately. Like you said, 1 in 9 throughout the region need to rely on those food relief services. So if you're in a position that you can help out today, certainly, please throw some things in the car and pop past.
And where is it again? And times?
Yeah, so it starts at 8, so we're setting up very shortly. It is a bit fresh, so we'll rug up, but we'll be outside. And it starts at 8 and runs until 5:30 on the corner of Burke and Nolan Street. So Toyota's at 35 Nolan Street. You can't miss it. All the Toyota signage, all the cars. You'll certainly see us there. There's Bendigo Food Share Community Drive posters. So pop past.
And we've got some wonderful listeners in Maryborough. So how do you have your coffee, Gabe?
Oh, yeah, great. I love a latte. We'll never say no to coffee. So, yeah, certainly if you want to pop through the pit stop with a coffee, I will not say no.
Hey, Gabe, really do appreciate your time this morning and good luck.
Awesome. Thanks for your help.